plant bugs on tree crops, when to actually monitor them. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Kent Dana is a cooperative extension specialist based at the Kearney Ag Research and Education Center in Parlier, Fresno County. Dane said it's important to keep an eye on these insects year-round.
Because what you see in the fall may be what you're going to see to some extent the next spring. That fall population is going to go someplace nearby. So you don't want to just give up after the spring and say, well, most of the damage is done. I see some now. I'm going to walk away and forget about it.
Because you're looking at that population returning again.
Or a population nearby returning again.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the spring population of adults that have overwintered that might cause the most damage. But they're a pest year-round. We have to consider them a pest year-round.
But of course, Kent, there's no spray control threshold.
Yeah, that has been something that I have been very frustrated with as well. And I remember when we did some of the initial work with looking at the beating tray, looking at DVAX and sweep nets, and I was presenting some of this information, and Bob Beatty, who was a farm advisor in Kings County, shouted out, but what does that mean?
Because you get nymphs and adults in that beating tray. So that's a good question. But really, the spray threshold hasn't been determined. But UCANR is certainly working on that. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.